in Kalaki District, the chairperson for persons with disabilities, PWD's John Ochwalo, has raised concerns over limited access to wheelchairs and crutches for persons with disabilities. He says this is affecting school-going children, preventing many from attending classes, and calls for increased advocacy and support to secure more assistive devices.
School level, you find that classrooms are poor. Like me in Kakore sub-county. Kakore sub-county, that school called Kakore Primary School. That building all is rotten completely. And now, in case if rain come now in a big number, and then this thing fell down and killed children, people, how will we going to answer the government? So you people, the top, the government should come in and at least convey this thing and build schools and add teachers.
Meanwhile, the district focal point person for PWD, Samuel Oluka, says there is currently no accurate data on the number of persons living with disabilities in the district. In Bukedia District, the patients at Bukedia Health Center 4 continue to face challenges as the scanning machine breaks down, while no officer in charge has been deployed to the department. Dr. Emmanuel Okalang, the district health officer, says patients are being sent outside the district for scanning services despite training some staff to handle this equipment.
The staff who was trained and is able to do the scanning for mothers, only challenge right now that our scanning machine got faulty and the mechanical team has not come to work on it yet. So that's what we're waiting for. We have communicated to them.
How are you handling now the cases of scanning now at the department?
Scanning is not a big issue. Scanning, especially obstetric scanning, when the machine is not at facility, normally we ask patients to outsource where they can do it at the private place, but we work towards repairing the...
What about now? We shall be taking what time now for us to access the services according to your assessment?
I don't want to promise time for scanning services, because this is a machine that has gotten faulty, so even when the technician comes to repair, the technician will guide, because sometimes you find that the faulty spare part that requires to be procured, and procuring spare parts normally is expensive, and so you might need to opt out either to buy a new machine. Normally the ministry grant supplies us, yes, or if the part can be bought, then we buy the spare part. So I cannot commit on how soon we should be, but we want to make sure that it's as soon as possible, because service is necessary for our mothers who are expecting.
The resident, James Eroitai from Kachavule Ward, has decried the long treks and high costs for the patients, urging government leaders to plan better for Bukedia. The scanning service has been unreliable since 2022, when staff were removed from soliciting money from patients. 4 years later, expectant mothers and other patients are still struggling to access the service locally. And in the neighborhood,